أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الشهر الحرام قتال فيه قل قتال فيه كبير. In the previous verse, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mentioned about jihad, physical jihad. That is a person with his body, his life, he goes out. Previously, jihad of wealth was explained that we should spend our wealth also in the path of Allah. And when there's the combination of spending our wealth and our lives also, jihad of our money and of our lives in the path of Allah Ta'ala, then the great desired effects take place and Islam comes in the world, and for everyone to practice on Islam becomes easy, and Islam becomes the super religion, and the atmosphere is created for everyone easily to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and all the temptations of kufr and all that are minimized greatly. So with regard to that, to understand this ayat, we have to understand a little bit of the history. That Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had appointed from the time of Ibrahim Ali Salatu Wasalam, it came, and it is in our deen also, that there are the four sacred months. The month of Dhul-Qa'dah, which we just finished, the month of Dhul-Hijj, which we are in, Muharram, which is coming. And Rajab is another separate month, the seventh month of the Islamic calendar. And from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, fighting in this month, war, etc., was totally prohibited. And to initiate war was even more prohibited. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had sent a delegation of his Sahaba to combat the kuffar, and this was just 2 months before the battle of Badr, the first battle of Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called his cousin, his father's sister's son, Abdullah ibn Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and told him to go with another 8 or 12 sahaba who were all muhajireen. They were all from Makkah, and told them to go to a certain place, and told them that on your tomb, after 2 days of journey, this letter I'm giving you, that time you open this letter and read it out to all your companions, the other 8 or 12, 7 or 11 who were with him. And whatever is the contents, listen to it and don't force anyone. Whoever is willingly then to carry on with what is written, let them do so. And those who are not willing, don't force anyone. He asked, in which direction should we go? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, go in the direction of Najd. Then after 2 days of journey, then he opened the letter and he told them, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given me this letter and asked me to open it only after 2 days of journey and to read it out to you, and I must not force any one of you with anything. He read it out. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then explained that carry on with your journey to a place which is called Nakhla. And when you reach there, a caravan of the Quraysh, their business caravan returning from Taif, this caravan will pass there and lay siege to that caravan, attack them. And this caravan will be carrying olive oil and leather and other goods. So capture them and then bring all that to me. So they went from there, they reached Najd, and they hardly settled there, and they made out that the caravan of the Quraysh is on its way. And this was their financial backbone, and the object was to break their financial backbone, which will weaken them, which is a great strategy in warfare. So when they came, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum laid siege to them. One of them they had killed, 2 others they captured, and the rest of them fled. However, with their caravan and their camels, etc., they returned to Medina Sharif. And this was at the end of the month of Jamadiul Ukhra, just a few days before the month of Rajab, which was a sacred month. And the Sahaba, there where they were, they looked for the moon and they did not see the moon. So in their calculations, it was still the 30th of Jamadiul Ukhra, which is not yet the sacred month. But in actual fact, the moon was sighted, but they were not aware of it. And it was the first of Rajab already, which was a sacred month. So this gave enough cause to the Quraysh and the non-Muslims to make a big hue and cry that the Sahaba, the Muslims, they even fight in the sacred month. Though it was, they were not aware of it. According to them, it was still the 30th of Jamadiul Ukhra. It wasn't still the 1st of Rajab. So they made a big hue and cry about that. And then this question came about fighting in the month of the sacred months. With regard to that, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. تجھ سے پوچھتے ہیں مہینے حرام کو کہ اس میں لڑنا کیسا. They are asking you the question with regard to the sacred months and fighting in the sacred months, what is the ruling with regard to that? Because now it transpired that they actually laid siege and fought in the holy, the sacred month. Though they were unaware of it, according to them it was the 30th, but in actual fact it has already become the 1st. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, what is the ruling about it? قُلْ قِتَالٌ فِيهِ كَبِيرٌ. کہہ دے لڑائی اس میں بڑا گناہ ہے. To fight in the holy month is a big sin. And it is a very, very big sin. A person should not fight in those sacred months. But as made clear, the Sahaba were not aware of it. According to them, it was not yet the month of Rajab. وَصَدٌ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَكُفْرٌ بِهِ وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. اور روکنا اللہ کے راستے سے اور اس کو نہ ماننا اور مسجد الحرام سے روکنا وہ اخراج اہلہ منہ اور نکال دینا اس کے لوگوں کو وہاں سے اکبر عند اللہ اس سے بھی زیادہ گناہ ہے اللہ کے نزدیک. Allah says that is definitely a guna to fight in the holy month, in the sacred month. But also we have to remember all the time it was done without their knowledge. According to them, it was not yet the sacred month. But anyway, to consciously and willingly fight in the sacred month is a very big guna. But Allah says, more bigger guna than that is that wasaddun an sabilillah, to stop people from the path of Allah. That is, the kuffar all the time discouraging, and not only discouraging, but forcing people out of Islam and not allowing them to accept Islam or to practice on Islam, to make kufr with Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, to disbelieve in Allah ta'ala, and wal masjid al haram, and the respect and honor of the Baytullah, putting idols there and not allowing namaz there, not allowing the ibadat of Allah ta'ala, and to make the people from there, the people of Makkah, force them to leave Makkah Sharif, make the condition so difficult for them that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba had to make hijrat from Makkah Sharif. All these gunas, Allah says, akbaru indallah. These are much more greater gunas. Fighting in the sacred month knowingly also is not correct. It is a guna. But these gunas are even more bigger, which you people are guilty of. And this is like a person who has who is suffering from cancer, for example. And he laughs at a person who is sneezing and coughing. And he says, look at the sick fowl. But he himself is in a much more bigger illness, in a much more bigger, he's got cancer. So these kuffar were engaged in so big, big gunas. And they are taking fault out on a small guna. And that also done unaware. They were not aware of it. So this year also teaches a very great principle. Always, before we criticize anyone, before we tell anyone, see what our own condition is. Many times we are involved in big, big gunas and we are taking faults out in other people of the small, small matter. So this is a thing that we should learn, not to criticize just like that. And always, whenever we think of anyone, first thing, what is my own condition? I'm telling this person that he's not making namaz, but my own namaz is not in order. I don't make namazes myself properly. So we shouldn't just find fault with other people. So the kuffar of Makkah engaged in so big, big gunas, terrible gunas. They were in kuffar and they're forcing kuffar on other people. And they are saying that this guna, which is a guna, but they are making that guna, which is not as big as their guna. They're making a big issue about it. So anyway, this is the occasion when this ayat was revealed, and from here we should learn all our lessons for deen properly and practice upon deen. And when a person does commit a guna, being unaware of it, like the Sahaba, they were not aware it was already the first of the month of Rajab, the sacred month. Then that is greatly excused by Allah Ta'ala. It was done unawarely, so Allah Ta'ala overlooks and forgives. And we all should be concerned of the other gunas that we are involved in. May Allah give us proper understanding of deen and understand which direction we should go at all times, and not to take out faults of others on small matters while we are involved in big gunas. Like today also, many people are involved in making haram, halal, which is a very, very big guna. And they are finding fault with other people on small, small matters and criticizing them on small matters, whereas they are involved in very big guna. Making halal, haram and haram, halal takes a person out of the fold of Islam. And we are finding fault with other people on small matters. So you have to understand our deen correctly is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And without understanding deen, lot of our ibadat also, may Allah protect us, it just goes down the drain if we don't have the proper understanding of deen. Allah give us tawfiq.